In general, bread deserves our motzi. So what constitutes bread? Flour and water constitutes bread. If one takes flour and water and makes bread, then he makes our motzi. Now, bread from any one of the five species of grain, chita, wheat, sora, barley, kusmin, spelt, shibolet shual, oats, shifon, rye. One of those five, if one eats bread from one of those five species, then one has to make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And if he eats a kezayis, the volume of an olive, which nowadays we say our olives are smaller, so if one eats the volume of an egg, so then if one ate that within 4 minutes, one has to make birkat hamazon, he benches. So that's basically the laws of hamotzi. Now, what happens when you take flour and water and you make dough and you add flavorings? So then, here there's a difference a little bit between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. We're going to discuss Ashkenazim now. In general, if the flavor permeates throughout the dough, so then we say that's not regular bread. You can't make hamotzi on that. Pizza, what you have is flour and water. We'll assume. So in the United States, they use apple juice. In Israel, they use milk. But let's say the dough were made from flour and water. So then you have sauce on that flour and water. And you have cheese on that flour and water. And you have oregano. I don't know if this pizza has oregano, but many pizzas do. And when you're cooking it, that flavor goes throughout the dough. So then we say that is called pata babi kisnin. That's bread that comes together with all kinds of spices and added ingredients. So then the halacha says that ordinarily that's not regular bread. If you eat it as a snack, you eat cake, why don't we make our motzi on cake? Because cake has so many added ingredients, sugar and cocoa and cinnamon, whatever flavors you have. So we say that's not bread. But it's not totally not bread. We say it's pata babikisnin. It's bread that comes with a lot of flavorings. So then, kisnin was a specific type of flavoring. It's unclear what it was, whether it was different types of spices, or it was that they made it very thin. There are different explanations of what exactly pata babi kisnin is. But a cracker, which is not regular bread, that was baked very, very thin, the dough, it's a hard cracker, or cake, or cookies, or pizza that has added flavorings. So then we say that's pata babi kisnin. And what? That's dough that either, because it has many flavorings, a lot of sugar, or in this case it has tomato sauce and cheese and the spices, or if you bake it very, very thin, that's why, because they say that's not classical bread. Even matzah, spardim and matzah ordinarily make a mezonos, because they say that's pata babi kisnin, only on Pesach. They say Pesach and a little bit after Pesach, the Torah gave it the status of bread, so on Pesach we make a motzi. But otherwise they say that's pata babi kisnin. We say that matzah is really bread, but that crackers are mezonos. So things that are either with a lot of flavor or things that are baked very thin, those are the ones we generally encounter. Those are pata babi kisnin. And that's why when we eat ragalach, or when we eat cake, or when we eat pizza, we make a mezonos. Now the halacha says because this is really some kind of bread, so if you use it as bread, if that's going to be the main staple of your meal, so then you make hamotzi. What makes it the main staple of your meal? If you're going to eat a sizable amount of it, the volume of 3 eggs worth. If you eat that much pizza, so then you have to make hamotzi. If you eat that much cake, I remember when I was a bachelor, so I couldn't bake for myself. So we had a pizza store next to the apartment. At the beginning of the week, I tell him, I'm going to buy from you 5 pies. Give me a discount. So I'd buy it very cheap, and that was my supper every night. I'd eat frozen pizza. I'd buy from him a few pies at the beginning of the week and put it all in the freezer, and then during the week I'd defrost it and eat it. Or I'd eat cake. So I didn't have time to make anything. I didn't have access to anything. Later on, I learned how to make potatoes. So I could teach you how to cook potatoes. You peel them, put them in water, turn on the water. So then the pizza was my meal. I was eating 2 or 3 slices. I'm eating the volume of 3-4 eggs worth. I make hamotzi. Then the cake was my meal. I'm eating the volume of 3-4 eggs worth of flour and water. I make amotzi, then it's the meal. That's why people sometimes say you eat two slices, you have to make amotzi, because you're eating a large volume of dough. Now, here in Israel, a lot of the pizza is made with milk. It's not even made with water. So then, as much as you eat, it's not going to constitute bread. It's made with apple juice. But here we run into a problem. Because if you notice, the milk here is very diluted. The milk has a lot of water in it.
Yeah.
As does apple juice. And so when you're eating pizza, are you eating something that has flour, water, and milk? Do we view it that way? Or do you say you're eating something that has flour and milk? There's a story that happened here in Jerusalem about 100 years ago. It used to be that there were communal pots. Everyone would eat chum together. Everyone would put into the pots some of their ingredients. And then on Shabbos day, they'd have one oven. Everyone, they'd take it out of the oven and they'd eat it together. So my grandfather told me the story that once this communal pot, by mistake, someone was walking by with some milk, and some milk fell into the pot. So Shabbos morning, everyone runs to the rabbi. They want to have their chum. They said, what can we do? Some milk spilled into the pot. And it was a sizable amount. So the rabbi said, I have to think about it. And he didn't say a word. When he got home, he sent word to the milkman. And he said, look, I'm not going to damage your parnasa. I won't tell anyone. But tell me the truth. How much water do you put into the milk? I have to evaluate if there were 60 times. We say that if there's 60 times the milk, so in certain circumstances, you could eat the chilt. So he said, I need to know if there were 60 times the milk. I know the volume of milk that they think fell in. But I know that part of that volume was water. I know you watered down your milk. So I won't tell anyone. But tell me so I can tell them if they could eat the chilent or not. So the milk that we buy in the stores here is also, it seems, it's watered down. That's what I've heard from people who came from Russia and told me that real milk is twice as thick.
Yeah.
So I never had...
In most places now...
I don't know if they clean it or they water it down. I don't know. The question is, and this is a question that's relevant in Pesach too. On Pesach, sometimes they want to make cookies and cakes that are not chametz, so they make them with milk or with apple juice. So this is a big machlokes. Rav Avadia Yosef and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, are those things chametz? Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says you can't even bring it into your house. He says that's water. It's water mixed with apple juice. It's not apple juice. He says you take flour, you mix it with apple juice, mix it with water. That's considered, that can become chametz. Rav Avadia Yosef says you could eat that. That doesn't become chametz. That's kosher for Pesach. And a lot of the cookies you see sold in the market under Rav Avadia Yosef's hechsher, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says you can't bring into your house on Pesach. They're both Sfardi. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and Rav Avadia.
They're both Sfardi.
Now. Neither one is chief rabbi now, so they have a disagreement. But I'm saying, so the pizza, when you eat it, you have to ask the guy who's making it if it's made of milk or milk and water. Usually they mix milk and water, and then whoever your rabbi is, they're both legitimate opinions. Any questions on this? No. Okay. So now, do you want to go back to Shmona Pakim or start down with
question? A question which is relevant, kind of, on Sukkot, there's an, I don't understand, but I've heard that you say different blessings on Mezonot, and you say on